Let's begin the 30-minute body scan meditation. Please find a comfortable and quiet place to lie down. Any place where you're comfortable and warm. And allowing your arms to lie to either side of the body. With your palms up. And your legs to lie flat. So, feeling the body in this prone position, eyes can be gently closed. The idea in the body scan is not to fall asleep, but to be very awake to sensations in our body. Though we do sometimes fall asleep, if you fall asleep when you wake up again, just notice where we are on the CD. And follow along. Or if you feel yourself falling asleep, you may want to open your eyes and continue to follow along. The idea is to continue to pay attention. If you sleep, you sleep. So lying in a comfortable position and starting to bring your awareness to your breath. Breathing in the body. And noticing the breath entering and leaving the body, one breath at a time. And as we move through the body, we'll observe sensations in the body, feelings in the body, and sensations can be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. You may notice tingling, warmth, coolness, pulsation, tightness, or nothing in particular. So as we scan the body, noticing the sensations that you're aware of in that moment, in that part of the body. We'll begin by bringing our attention to the toes of the left foot and noticing any sensations in the toes. Air on the skin, warmth, coolness, or again, nothing in particular. But bringing our attention to the toes, the nails, the space between the toes. And expanding now that attention and awareness to the sole of our left foot. Now moving from the sole to the top of the foot. And the ankle. The joint allows us to take a step. And moving our attention, continuing up leg to the calf, the front of the calf, around to the back and the muscle of the calf. And just sensing anything in the calf, noticing any sensations in the calf. Contact with the floor. And now moving our attention to the knee, the kneecap, under the kneecap, and around the knee to the back of the knee. At the bend, the fold, or the joint in our knee. And as we scan the body and focus on different body parts, you may notice your mind wandering to possibly another body part or to a thought. So just like we do with our breathing and thoughts, if you notice this happening, try to gently acknowledge where you are and bring your attention back to what we're focusing on. So now we're going to move from the knee of the left leg up to the thigh and the whole of the thigh, the front of the thigh, sides, the back, the outside of the thigh, and the muscle of the left thigh, the bone, and now leaving the left leg, we'll move our attention to the toes of the right foot. Noticing sensations in the toes of the right foot. And now moving to the sole of the right foot, the ball of the foot, the arch, the bottom of the heel. And continuing with the foot, moving our attention to the top of the foot. Continuing to the ankle, the bone, the joint. And continuing now up the right leg, and bringing in to our focus the calf, front of the calf, sides and the back of the calf, and the calf muscle. noticing any sensations in the calf. And moving our attention now to the knee, top of the kneecap, underneath the kneecap, the joint in the back of the knee, and seeing if you can just experience what the sensation is in the body. If there's pain, seeing if you can continue to pay attention to that part of the body and noticing the sensations of the pain and the coming and going and rhythm of that sensation. And moving our attention up the right leg to the thigh, the front and sides and back of the thigh, and the bone, long femur bone. Noticing sensations in the thigh all the way up to the pelvis area. And now shifting our attention to the pelvis, noticing any sensations in the pelvis area, the buttocks, the genitals. The hip bones and the outer part of the pelvis. And the internal part of the pelvis. Place of reproduction and elimination. Noticing any feelings or sensations in this area of the pelvis. And now bringing our attention to the lower part of our back. And noticing any sensations in the lower part of the back. And the muscles in the lower part of the back. We're not actively trying to relax or make the muscles do anything that they're not already doing. But sometimes by bringing our attention to a part of the body, it just might help the muscles soften. But it might not. So with really no expectation, to change what you're experiencing, but with great intention to experience what is going on in this body of yours, we pay attention and notice how it's doing, what it's feeling. And now moving up the back to the middle part of the back on either side of the spine. And the spine itself. Continuing up the back. Following our spine with our mind's eye. And noticing sensations in the upper part of the back. The shoulder blades. Below the shoulder blades. And now moving our attention from the back around to the front part of our body, again to our belly, to our abdomen, noticing slight movement, rising and falling of the abdomen because of our breathing. And internally in the belly, the digestive tract. Noticing if the belly, if you feel hungry. Or any sensations in the belly. A place where we sometimes feel vulnerable. Giving the belly your attention. And getting to know the belly. And moving up now from the belly. Up to our rib cage and chest and breasts And again, maybe noticing slight expansion of the chest as you inhale, and a slight falling as you exhale. As the lungs expand, and as the lungs contract, and inside the chest, the heart beating. And now moving our attention from our chest to the fingertips of our left and right hands. Noticing the fingers. You might feel pulsation in the fingers. Not needing to wiggle them, just allowing them to be as they are and noticing. And noticing the back of the hand, both hands. Continuing to the palm of the hands that touch and hold and grasp and let go. And moving to the wrists, forearms. Continuing to the elbows, the crease, the inside of the elbow where it bends, and the point and back of the elbow, to the upper parts of the arms. All the way to the shoulders. And bringing our attention to the shoulders. A place where tension and tightness can often reside. Just noticing your own shoulders. Any sensations or feelings. And continuing to the neck. The outer part of the neck. Connecting our head to our body, the neck, noticing the throat, any sensations in the throat, continuing up to the jaw, helps us eat, brings nourishment into our body, helps us communicate. And to the mouth, the tongue, teeth, our gums, our lips, and bringing our attention to the nose. In the tip of the nose, noticing air moving in and out the nostrils. Moving our attention to our cheekbones. And our eye sockets, and our eyes, our eyelids, eyelashes, moving up to our eyebrows. And our forehead, which can also express tension at times. Noticing your forehead. Now continuing to your ears. The outer part of the ear, the earlobe. And the opening of the ear. And now bringing our attention to the whole of the head. The outer part of the head, the hair, the head, and the skull, the skull that holds the brain, bringing our attention to the brain. And now, gently moving again from the top of the head through the face and the neck and the shoulders, the arms and the hands, the chest, the belly, the pelvis. Our legs, to our feet, to our toes, and observing the body as a whole, you might notice whole body slightly expanding on an inhalation, and slightly falling on an exhalation. The body as a whole, connected and whole. And bringing our attention once again to the breathing in the belly or at the tip of the nose. In a moment, you'll hear the bell. And when you do, gently start to wiggle the toes and move the fingers and move your head from side to side. And slowly, with intention and awareness, move to your side and get up when you're ready. And in the meantime, until the bell rings, lying here in your own way, acknowledging again the gift that you have given yourself.